All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 27th day of July, 2021. We do want to thank all of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. So I want to encourage you to continue sending along whatever comments you might have to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. This week, our sponsors are Noble Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, NV Gold Corp, and Firefox Gold. I've titled today's show, Surviving the Destruction of America. Dr. Roger Moss, Dabby Carreras, is a first-time visitor with us. He'll be with us. And we'll also be talking to Dr. Roger Moss of Labrador Gold Corp. He'll be with us in the second segment. Today, Peter Buchvar returns. He's with us in the second half of today's show as chief investment officer of a $7.5 billion fund. Peter closely watches macroeconomic conditions, so I'll certainly want to ask him what his ideas are on questions such as the rise in the inflation rates. We have a 5.2% in the CPI, 7.3% in the PPI. These are readings that we haven't seen in a long time, for many years. So what's he think about that? And with the Fed painting itself into a corner, making it impossible to raise interest rates without triggering a financial market collapse, how will that impact the markets and our investment decisions going forward? And those are just a couple of the questions that I want to talk to Peter about. I want to ask him about and find out what his thoughts are. In the second segment, as I just mentioned, Dr. Roger Moss will join me to introduce an exciting gold exploration story. Many of you have heard of the Newfound Gold Company, which is making one of the most phenomenal gold discoveries this year. Really exciting story. Well, Labrador is right next door, the same belt of rocks, same geology, and it's also having some early success. So we'll be talking to Roger right after the first commercial break. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that I have with me for the first time Dabby Carreras. Dabby epitomizes, in my view, the American dream. He has worked hard and enjoyed very considerable success despite the fact that he is not a person of white privilege or born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Dabby grew up in the Bronx as the son of an immigrant family. He studied engineering and economics at Lehigh University, and professionally, he has worked as a private wealth manager for Spartan Capital Securities. And now he is seeking to serve the city of New York as a controller for the city, where I live here in New York City, so for the city of New York. And my friend Laura Stein recently introduced me to Dabby, and I found him to be extremely inspirational and impressive. I just invited him to come on the show to talk a little bit about his plans for the city of New York, assuming, and he does assume, that he will be elected to controller of the city of New York. Welcome, Dabby, and thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. And you know what? You're so correct. I mean, I'm actually sitting here in my office right now in Spartan Capital, right, 45 Broadway Lake, about, I don't know, I can take a quarter of my pocket and I can hit the bull right in the nose. That's where I am, right around the corner from the New York Stock Exchange. I'm looking at the 10-year, and I'm seeing, well, even though it went up since yesterday, 2.1 bips to 1.297 where it closed, it's not looking so great right now as we speak. But yet, the conversation literally is all about Bitcoin and everything else. So it's really wild.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we have you on sometime to talk about finances. Today we want to talk to you primarily about your quest to become controller of the city of New York. And I have to ask you, I mean, given the city at a time when it can't be a lot of fun being controller or running for office in the New York City, I wouldn't think. I mean, we have a crime spike that is the highest that we've seen since the days before Rudy Giuliani became mayor. And the attitude is, you know, to let all of the guys, the sort of career criminals, out of jail because they can't afford bail or because of COVID or whatever. And these guys are back out on the street creating and, you know, committing crime after crime. We're seeing it. It's New York City. It's a lot of the major cities around the country. Why in the world would you, especially running as a Republican, seek to become controller and have anything to do with the city that seems to be so difficult to manage?
Well, I have fun every day. I mean, every single day is positive. I'm always manifesting that. But you're so correct. I mean, the momentum is really building with the madness in the city. I mean, it's almost like Mortal Kombat, you know what I mean? Now with the vaccines, the mandates, which I actually believe they're actually more of an inoculation because of the standard of FDA where it's at. But you're so precisely right. It's about public safety. Public safety and pure public safety, because these are not red issues, these are not blue issues, these are corruption issues, and that's what's causing so much struggle in my community. And that's what I'm going to do. The big fun of it is for me to remove these struggles, because that is the biggest benefit that we could possibly do. So I look at my job as an investment banker, and as you had so eloquently put, I mean, I worked my entire way up, not born with a silver spoon. I mean, I started off in business as a cashier and a card attendant for Target, then as a lifeguard, then doing mortgages, and then insurance sales and health insurance sales, to finally wind up, like I said, right here, working in investment banking and bringing money into people's lives, because that's the situation that it fixes this big, huge issue. Not just expanding the budget and taking money out of the operating costs to fulfill obligations and favors to your best political friends, as these politicians, as these progressives have done, but it's actually fixing the struggles that the people have and ending the generalization of whose fault it is and the stereotypes around government, and ending the system of a revolving door that keeps people poor and struggle. That's really what it's about, because you can never level the playing field, and so to speak. What you could do is clear the situation, clear the environment, to create an opportunity for everyone to create and everyone to grow.
Well, we've had these cities have been run by the same party for many, many decades, for the most part, and there doesn't seem to be very much competition. It's Democrat or nothing in this city, pretty much, and most people go to the polls and they just pull the lever or check the box that has a D behind the names of the people on the ballot. And, you know, if they're Republicans at all, they almost never stand a chance of winning except in a couple of more conservative areas of the city. But you're going to be running, I think, against somebody that's very well financed, probably a white liberal from Brooklyn, if I have it right, would seem to have all of the advantages. But you talk about corruption isn't a Democrat or a Republican issue. It's a human issue. How can you get that message across to the voters? Because I agree with you. I think people really don't care. I think people are really disgusted with politics, and what they really want are honest answers and solutions. So how do you propose to get that message across in a city that's loaded in favor of Democrats?
I feel like even though the city is loaded in favor of people who are my friends, I mean, there's 3.7 million somewhat registered Democrats, and there's about 500,000 registered somewhat Republicans, and independents is about a million or so more. So there's a lot of people. There's 4.5-something million people who are registered to vote. But the struggles that we're seeing, I mean, I can only bring it back to what the mayor and his best friend, the current comptroller, have been doing. I mean, we have only finally opened up our economy a little over a month after really fully reopening for most speakers. And when I say fully reopening, without the mandates of a lot of things, but now the mandates as of yesterday. The mayor is calling for about 340,000 employees, the people who I'm going to be protecting their pensions, 340,000 mm-hmm. people, that they need to be inoculated, or the word they use, vaccinated, to agree to come back for weekly testing all the way through September 13th. So mm-hmm. with the city showing, and I think that the one good thing is we're getting really accurate numbers of who is getting tested and who is not getting tested, but the entire mandate, I mean, whatever happened to a lot of our health issues and HIPAA rules and requirements around that? I mean, people did not sign up for the military when they became a city employee. But mm-hmm. you're correct. It's the struggles that we're seeing against almost a lawlessness of a mayor, which has made it so much that people realize that we need to have our rights back. We can't live mm-hmm. in an authoritarian kind of society in a city.
All right. I guess we've lost Abby. He was on a cell phone from his office in New York City. We will have to get him on again sometime to complete what I wanted to ask him. He does have a website. If you're interested in inner city, I don't want to say politics, but inner city governance, you might want to check Dabby's website out. And we will be hearing from him sometime in the near future. But unfortunately, I guess we've lost him for today. We do have to go to break, but don't go away, because we'll be back with Dr. Roger Moss of Labrador Gold.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.